Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the World Series of Politics podcast, where two heavy hitters in the political, legislative, and regulatory space take swings at the curveballs thrown at the gaming sector by legislators and regulators around the world for IGB. We've got Brendan Bussman and Grant Iden stepping up to the plate to discuss the hot topics in this space from across the world. Let's play ball on another episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Iden, along with my fellow wide receiver, Brendan Bussman.
Hold on.
Wait, you
I'm
want
a quarterback
be
here.
I'm the guy
that sits behind center, and I says, I'm going right down here, just like Miami did at the line, and said, I'm running right through you, and that's what we do.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'm the football guy. I've actually worked for a football program, Brant. Remember that.
That's right.
And remember, they used to win championships when I was there, so that's okay.
Whoa, the daggers already coming out. Wow, there you go. Although they've had a good season so far. I mean,
we're 4-1. We'll take it. You know, we'll continue to see how it goes. But nine wins is the standard.
High school teams out there, but okay, they're 4-1. Sure.
Do we really want to go down this path?
I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
You know, obviously, got to say, talk about sports. Obviously, Pete Rose, we lost him this week. I mean, obviously, staple in Vegas. Used to see Pete
absolutely
all the time at the sports book. I called, you know, for the listeners out there, I called Brendan after this happened, and I said, you know, it's tough to see Pete go, but I've learned this. I was listening to some sports. I don't know what I was listening to, but Pete used to pick up the phone and he used to answer it. Hello, you got the Hit King. I love it. So every time you call Pete Rose, he'd pick up the phone and call himself the Hit King. So, you know, we lost Pete Rose this week. Tough loss, but we'll see what happens.
It is
Will
a tough
he end
loss.
Up in the Hall
we'll
of Fame or not? I don't know. We'll
absolutely
see.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we'll see. It's I have mixed emotions, as we talked about, on how that may or may not play out.
I know. Well, so pivoting from sports, we are going to talk about what did we do? We sort of previewed this show a little last time around, right? We talked about G2E. G2E is coming up. It's upon us, basically. I will be out in Vegas shortly. I'll be out visiting you. You look like you're sitting in the – where are you at today? The Wynn or something today?
I am at the Wynn today. My G2E actually starts as we're recording this already, because I have a full set of meetings today. And then I know everybody else is coming in over the – leading up into the – beginning of the week next week. And I think my next my official G2E week ends next Friday, so you know,
all right,
it's a full week
and here to talk about the wonderful week ahead is my very own my great friend. We go back to well before his AGA days, Joe Maloney. Joe, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, we are just going to jump right in. Obviously, very excited, exciting show. We've seen some of the preview stuff. I've seen a lot of the materials that have come across my inbox. I know that folks have registered. There's still an opportunity to register at the very, very, very last minute. But assuming folks are going to be out there, what can we, you know, what do we expect? What are you seeing from a supplier side? What do you think the show is going to look like this year? What are you most excited about, Joe? I know I threw a lot at you there.
No, I mean, despite my recent employment status here with the AGA, this will actually be my sixth G2E. In my previous employment, I was able to attend. And then in my previous employment, I was actually a vendor for the show on the PR side of the house. So to me, what I always just say about G2E, each and every year, annually, it just seems to get better. More energy, more excitement. And that's clearly a reflection of just the growth and expansion of our industry. Right. I mean, we're talking about, at least here in the U.S., we've got, you know, more than 40 states have some form of legal gambling. And then globally, we're seeing new expansion in markets. And so I really sort of always punctuate the global nature of G2E. I mean, we have people coming to the show from all over the world. Right. And that's really, really exciting. It offers opportunities for business to get done. It offers for peer networking. It offers for education and discovery. And then most importantly, I think, again, in the conversation around expansion, it's innovation. It's the tech sort of tech capabilities of this industry and some of the brightest minds coming together to figure out or make deals around the next opportunities for growth, right? That's what we're invested in right now. We're interested in seeing growth. That's what you guys talk about here on the show a lot. That's the conversations. Those are the deals that are going to get done. It's all about growth. And G2E 2024 will be absolutely reflective of that.
You know, Joe, you talk about this, and I, as you were talking about this being your sixth G2E, I'm trying to figure out how many this has been, because it's sort of like that you'd have to start cutting me in half and seeing the count the number of rings, because I think it's been so many along the way here. But going back to my LVS days, even when we started first hosting it over in Sands Expo, now Venetian Expo. But you know, what are some of the major, you know, it's always about innovation and that sort of stuff and new products. What's really the big tech advances you see being discussed, and you think that people will start looking for on the show floor as it opens up on Tuesday?
Sure. Obviously, a really big macro conversation around artificial intelligence and AI, and what are some of the opportunities that can go into both machines and operating platforms to enable a more frictionless experience for the consumer, a more intuitive experience for the platform provider, more capable products in the B2B context that can be enabled with just automation and efficiency. Again, that's like the macro level conversation, and a lot of those tools have been already begun to be embedded into these products over the last several years. I think most importantly, you're beginning to see, you know, a lot of advances in live play, a lot of experiences sort of at the casino tables, at the slot machines, what live play offers. There's so many different interesting opportunities. And I think at the end of the day, what tech and innovation is actually delivering on the casino floor or in the sports betting experience is just reducing that friction, right? Making the experience on the casino floor for a customer or within the app or in the stadium for the sports betting enthusiast to resemble their activity in daily commercial life, right? To resemble how, like, when I go to the Starbucks, if I don't want to talk to anybody, I don't have to. I can just pop this in, I can get my expensive latte and move on, right? But at the same time, right, I think what's interesting about technology, and particularly some of these live experiences and the conversation around live betting and the sports betting discussion, is it's enabling more peer-to-peer opportunities. The socialization and the social format of gaming itself, embedded in this industry and embedded in the activity, is actually the feedback you get from bettors and from those that enjoy gambling as a form of entertainment. It's a way to enjoy something as part of their leisure time with friends. And technology, I think, is just platforming that even more. And I think that's what's going to be really, really exciting for particularly the suppliers and the manufacturers to speak with the big casino brands, to speak with all casino brands, excuse me, and also to the sports betting operators and the sports books. Like, hey, this is what we're going to enable in your sports book. This is what we're going to enable on your casino floor. So that's the stuff to keep an eye out for when you walk the show floor.
That's going to be fantastic. I mean, I know that there's so many conversations. As you mentioned, we talk a lot about tech expansion and how that works and how operators and others are growing. And it's great to see. I think it's going to be great to see just the advancements, but even over the past 12 months from the last show to where we are now. I mean, it's just it's incredible to see. I want to pivot briefly, you know, this because I'm the policy geek. I'm a dork, you know. Let's talk a little bit about the education sessions. I know you've got some great names lined up. Can you share some of the sessions that may be out there? I know we've got some big stage names that are coming for some of our keynotes. Obviously, Bill Miller's going to give us a great lay of the land as he always does, previewing 2025 for us. But what else can we expect?
Yeah, so the education track obviously kicks off on Monday, and you know, be sure to go to globalgamingexpo.com to sort of fit your schedule up. For AGA members, there's bespoke guides, member by member guides, and for everybody else that has your badge and your education badge, really pop into the website, download the app, go to the Apple Store, Android Store, download the app. You can sort of customize your schedule experience. But really, you know, brand, there's something for everybody. If you are someone that is specifically interested in the tribal track, there are those opportunities. There's a lot of engaging RG panels that are happening. Politics, of course. We're going to talk about Texas. We're going to talk about sweepstakes. We're going to talk about the big issues. And I really, really think this is important, okay? G2E education track is not just some echo chamber where everyone kind of pats themselves on the back and just says, like, wow, great, you're doing a great job. No, there's discussion, there's debate. I am moderating a panel on athlete harassment, a really, really important issue. We've got the NCAA, we have the Women's Tennis Association, we have NASCAR there. We're going to talk about ways in which the operating community can help drive consumer messaging around fan abuse and what can be done. Okay. Look, like I call it the Let's Not Get Joe Maloney Fired panel, but it's an important conversation. Like these are the things that we're trying to pull forward. We're going to talk about what growth looks like in regulated markets. There's sessions devoted to regulations. We've got a regulator roundtable that is actually going to see record number of attendees. And I really, really want to sort of make that point a little bit further. We have the regulator community coming here to Peer Network now in droves. Our SVP of Government Relations, Chris Silkey, he's going to moderate a discussion with our Congressional Gaming Co-Caucus, Congresswoman Titus. She'll be on the grounds. We'll have a staff delegation from the U.S. House of Representatives hitting the ground as well, getting behind the scenes tour of the show, meeting with the supplier community. We can do a much better job with congressional staff and regulatory staff talking about tech and innovation. So there's something for everybody. It's just important. Download the app, go to the website, map out your education track schedule. Because as you know, stuff comes at you fast. The clock moves quickly. But all that signage will also be available to you near the AGA Commons right after the keynote entrance. And then finally, on keynotes, we've announced a great headliner in Peter Jackson with Flutter and Bill Hornbuckle on Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Prior to that, yes, Bill Miller will deliver his annual keynote. To preview that, he's going to talk about three mega trends shaping the future of gaming. And it's going to build on the programming that you're going to see both on the keynote main stage and then in the days following on the education track.
Joe, I'm gonna go back and just sort of you've accentuated all the great things happening on education and with regulators and that, but I'm gonna go back to something you said at the beginning of this, is where the international side of this is becoming much more coming to G2E, whether that be from LATAM and as well as, I even saw Contessa, who's doing the panels with the keynotes out there, talking about everything from here to the UAE and that sort of stuff. Talk about how much that international influence has come in to G2E over the last few years, and how important that is for the long-term growth of the industry here.
I'm glad you asked the question, and it's nuanced and expansive. But again, I think we are a global community. We are a global network of operators that is dependent upon the back and forth with the regulatory regimes that are jurisdictional in nature. And I think from there, what results from that are the discussions and the networking and the deals that can be done right here on the show floor at the Venetian Expo next week. It's important that we have this moment on the calendar for everybody to come together, discuss on the education track, but also sort of make the commercially forward deals necessary on the casino floor that are going to work across those jurisdictions. Dubai, as one example, is setting up a new gaming authority. What does it mean to have an infrastructure in place to test machines? Right? How can they learn from that? They can have the opportunity to discuss with their European counterparts. Japan is another potential opportunity, right? And what are the opportunities they have to learn from RG experts in Canada, in provinces, in other part of the world? So this is taking place in the United States. It's not a US-centric show, right? This is an opportunity, right, for the global community to come together and really, really work together. And one of the things I'm most proud of with the AGA is we are driving some of that international collaboration with our peers in Europe, with our new peers in the Gulf, with our peers in the UK, with our peers in Canada. And you're going to hear a little bit more about that, not to get out ahead of myself, but there's some really great opportunities, I think, because the operators want to see more of that coordination at the jurisdictional levels that says, hey, the associations, the policy-minded folks that are leading these conversations and are the tip of the spear in these jurisdictions, we want to know that we have a portal to communicate the concerns the operating community has vis-a-vis regulation, vis-a-vis legislative changes. And so, again, all of this happens in the span of like 4 days. It's sort of truly shocking to me, but all of it happens in the span of 4 days. And it kicks forward, I think, the dialogue that can really sort of drive the pace of innovation and continued dialogue moving forward in our industry.
This is going to be a great show. I'm excited. It's always jam-packed. I mean, as I always talk about, in addition to all of the great tech stuff that's going to be out there and the supplier and the expo. We've got the education sessions. And then in amongst all of that is all the social networking that takes place. So I look forward to seeing everybody out there. Of course, I'm going to shamelessly plug my session, my education session, Tuesday at 3:15, Titan Room 2305. We're going to be talking about iGaming. So please stop by for that. If you're out there looking to want to learn more
hold
about
it. Hold on. If we're doing shameless plugs here, Brant, I am doing a session with IMGL on anti-money laundering on Monday.
Well, there you go. There's another shameless plug.
Let's do more shameless plugs here. So,
my 2 p.m. session is competing with a Chris Grove-led session, a Texas session. So, it's a tough scene. Sneak out if you can. But I was the one that started the shameless plugs, so I'm glad you guys got those in. But
we all try on this show. We all try.
Look,
well, Joe,
gentlemen,
thanks again. Look forward to seeing you next week.
You know,
Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. We're going to have a great show. Thanks to the AGA for putting this together. And we look forward to seeing everybody out there. And thanks for joining us on another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with Brant Iden and Brendan Bussman.
See you all next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden. We'll be back at the starting line very soon. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.